centuries before a restaurant was a place to eat, and even several decades after, a restaurant was a thing to eat, a restorative broth. This book traces the emergence of the restaurant, as we know it, from a tiny cup of bouillon. In the 15th century, a recipe for a restaurant began by instructing that a freshly killed capon be cooked in an alchemist's glass kettle with 60 gold ducats, and noted that the cook might supplement the gold pieces with diamonds, rubies, sapphires, jaspers, or any other good and virtuous precious stones the doctor may order. The 17th and 18th century dictionaries of Furetière and Trévoux omitted the gems from the recipe, but still defined a restaurant as a semi-medicinal preparation, while Diderot and D'Alembert's massive Encyclopédie, 1751-1772, listed restaurant as a medical term, and offered brandy, chickpeas, and chocolate as examples of restorative substances. Many French cookbooks of the 18th century included lengthy recipes for bouillon-based preparations called restaurants, which they promised would restore health to suffering invalids and flavor to otherwise insipid sauces. Restaurants of this period differed from all other bouillons by their highly condensed nature, since, unlike the more plebeian sorts of consommés, restaurants were often prepared without the addition of any liquid. The final product, after a cooking procedure of alchemical exactitude, was then a broth of pure meat essences.